Crypto Vibes podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto, blockchain, and future web. We aggregate news throughout the week to provide a condensed version. It's definitely not all the news for the week, but everything we mention on the show is available on our website at cryptopodcast.xyz. This is year 2023, week 12, episode 50. We hope you've had a good week. We really do. My name is Neil Alonzo. I'm your host. And before we dive into everything, some disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment advice. In our thoughts for this week, it has been a mixed bag across the board. The crypto market is not as bad as some would say, and others are actually pretty optimistic that we're headed in the right direction. So, you know, time will work its magic and we'll see. But then you have news that's not directly crypto, such as TikTok in front of Congress, Apple and Amazon wanting to place billions into entertainment. I mean, even with interest rates going up a little bit and all this talk about recession, people are still spending money in places. But let's just get into this week's recap. And to kick off this week's news, a headline reads Atlanta home tokenized on Ethereum nets $214,882 in under 3 minutes. The sale marks the first step in a new partnership between Realty and Roofstock. The first round of the transaction was facilitated by OpenSea, with Realty imposing heavy restrictions around the float of the initial fractionalization offering. According to Remy Jacobson, the co-founder of Realty and one of the two chief executives at the business, a second round will follow later. For more details, please check out the link to the Blockworks article in our show notes. Microsoft Edge testing built-in Ethereum crypto wallet. That's pretty interesting, right? I mean, they're really starting to integrate a lot more things, public consumer facing, such as OpenAI and everything. So this is another step for Microsoft. In a headline that's not the best for those of us who like NFTs, it reads, IRS seeks to tax NFTs like other collectibles. NFTs will be taxed like the underlying assets until final rules are agreed on how to treat digital proofs of ownership held in retirement accounts. In a little bit of the article, it reads, the U.S. Internal Revenue Service is considering whether to tax non-fungible tokens on a par with other collectibles such as stamps, works of art, and fine wine, in a move likely to have an impact on those including the digital assets within their retirement plan, according to a document published Tuesday. For those of you this might directly affect, please do your own due diligence in this matter. And this week, it reads, Coinbase is weighing setting up non-U.S. trading platform, per Bloomberg. The search comes as the U.S. accelerates actions against the crypto sector in wake of FTX collapse and the shutdown of three crypto-friendly banks. If there's a hole in the market, I mean, people would want to fill it, right? In another headline, SushiSwap defense fund against SEC subpoena already in works. In a governance proposal released Tuesday afternoon, the DEX said it hopes to sell 15% of its treasury to fund its legal defense efforts. In an article we discovered through Variety, but it's also on a number of other platforms, Lindsay Lohan, Lil Yachty, Jake Paul among celebrities hit with SEC charges for touting crypto. Now, the article's genesis basically says that they didn't disclose how much that they were making or that they were being paid as an endorsement of this, but for those in the general public, I'd love to see some analytics that support that people thought that Lindsay Lohan was just talking about crypto and not being compensated for it. Same thing with Jake Paul. I mean, these are two people who know how to make money utilizing their brand, their personal brand. And consumers are not blind to that. But the SEC does like an enforcement approach. In another headline on Reuters, Adobe NVIDIA AI imagery systems aim to resolve copyright questions. This article is definitely worth a read if you want to take a moment to go to our show notes. In a headline that reads, Coinbase's landmark Supreme Court hearing breaks new ground for crypto. But a little further in the article, it reads, the actual case is about the ability of companies to force consumers to adhere to arbitration agreements that a growing number of retail-facing businesses now impose on customers instead of bringing cases to court. And it goes far beyond crypto. This entire case has deeper implications, and it's about much more than just crypto. So we would definitely recommend that you click through the link in our show notes. It is an article on CoinMarketCap.com. In another headline on CoinMarketCap.com, Biden report, most of crypto has no fundamental value. In a quote taken from this Crypto assets to date do not appear to offer investments with any fundamental value, nor do they act as an effective alternative to fiat money, improve financial inclusion, or make payments more efficient. Instead, their innovation has been mostly about creating artificial scarcity in order to support crypto assets prices, and many of them have no fundamental value. Well, we have to say it is one point of view, and the overarching market of crypto has plenty of bad actors, but so has a lot of business in general. It's not to excuse what's happened in the crypto space. I'm of the opinion that a lot of the issues could have been avoided had we just looked in the rearview mirror of history and tried to do better. But when there's this type of money or potential of wealth to happen as quickly as it's happened to a lot of people in crypto, without necessarily delivering the value that they in turn received, yeah, it's going to create some sticky situations. But it can't be disregarded either that banks that have been around for a very long time have never had the smoothest trajectory or course for the American public either. But not even just Americans. I mean, it's a global thing, the way banks work. Some people have used the cliche that crypto and blockchain is a solution in search of a problem. Well, to some extent, that can be true. But again, I'm of the belief that it has to do with context. And not only context, but again, execution is everything. So even if several companies are working on the same thing, whoever executes best usually wins. And it would be nice to see some people really focus on executing and building the foundational layers that need to happen for crypto to really prove its value. But until then, a trustless, permissionless environment in a lot of ways, there's going to be a lot of bad actors. And hopefully they can figure it out before the way banks can, because banks still don't seem to have it figured out either. And the government keeps helping them. In a cool headline, swipe left to short, right to long. Tinder for NFT leverage goes live. Sin Futures launches alpha for Tinder-style NFT trading app, allowing up to 3x leverage by swiping left and right. Please do your own due diligence on this sort of thing, because anytime leverage is used, it can get you into a lot of trouble. So please do your own due diligence on this. But the gamification of actually utilizing something like this, I mean, it sounds interesting, right? In another headline, Celsius to return 70% of crypto to custody account holders. I'm sure a lot of those people will definitely be relieved to hear that. But definitely looking forward to the other 28%. Another headline reads, Tron founder Justin Sun sued by SEC on securities market manipulation charges. It's definitely a rough one out there. Another headline, SEC warns Coinbase it's pursuing enforcement action over securities violations. And in a follow-up headline to that, Coinbase furious as SEC suggests it will take enforcement action. This is going to be par for the course as things shake themselves out. And a very interesting headline reads, NASDAQ aiming to debut crypto custody service by Q2N per Bloomberg. The stock exchange operator announced its intentions last September as it looked to respond to the demand from institutional crypto investors. And this, in my opinion, is where it gets a little murky, right? So there's new players that have ushered in crypto adoption to consumers globally. But now the incumbents are coming in and wanting to take a piece and their place in the market, which we do operate in a free enterprise where that can happen. But regulation and legislation rule heavily in these spaces. And since there isn't enough clarity in the space, does that mean because the NASDAQ and other players such as JP Morgan, because they already have licenses to conduct certain types of business, they're going to be able to get by and do business within crypto? That's a question mark, right? What's that cliche? Go with the devil you know? In a little bit lateral topic, this headline reads, Utah first state to pass social media regulations aimed at protecting minors. This is the Salt Lake Tribune. In an excerpt from the article, some of the rules with regulations that will be included, age verification for all users before they can open or maintain account. Permission from parents before a minor can open a social media account. Restricts minors' use of social media from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. unless a parent changes those settings. The platforms must also ensure that children are unable to bypass those restrictions. Give parents the ability to access a minor's account, including all posts and private messages. Limits what personal information a social media platform can collect from minors. These are interesting times we're living in, people, and the states are going to be able to do certain things that maybe the Fed isn't doing. Again, do your own due diligence and see, you know, what you prefer. And then the last bit of news for the week, again, it's not all the news for the week, but it's definitely a heady one for Jack Dorsey. Hindenburg Research really went after Block, and its headline reads per a report, how inflated user metrics and, quote, frictionless fraud facilitation enabled insiders to cash out over $1 billion. We have links to this story and more in our show notes because this is a bigger story, and Hindenburg Research really went after Block Inc. on this one. But again, do your own due diligence. Educate yourself on which way you believe things are going. We're just giving you the headlines, baby. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Crypto Vibes. This show is produced by Vocal Visual. The show comes out every Saturday, excluding holidays. And thank you to Good Suit Music for that intro and outro song. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.